Winston Groom's historical nonfiction is increasingly a great reading pleasure. Now a master of the form, he researches extensively, assimilates mountains of material, and then tells the stories smoothly, engagingly. In this book, there are three long stories of three genuine heroes. One says heroes without reservation in a time when the idea of the hero has gone out of fashion, or at least there seem to be fewer larger-than-life characters to pin that label on. Groom begins with the three as youths, each one enthralled by the excitement of aviation, by the barnstormers, wing walkers, daredevils of the earliest 20th century. From modest beginnings, these three became the most famous American aviators until the space age. Eddie Rickenbacker, born 1890, was a farm boy who dropped out of school at 13. His beginnings were as a hugely successful race car driver. In World War I, he became an ace, flying against pilots such as the Red Baron and Hermann Goering. Jimmy Doolittle, born 1896, a Californian, was partly raised in Alaska during the gold rush. He dropped out of college for flight school and earned fame by setting flying records, including first across the continental United States in under a day and the first American to fly over the Andes. He would eventually earn a Ph.D. in aeronautical engineering from MIT. Charles Lindbergh, the youngest of the three, in May of 1927, at 25 years old, flew from New York to Paris alone in the Spirit of St. Louis, becoming the most famous person alive. It was a dangerous flight, but Lindbergh had been working as a mail pilot, which was as dangerous as combat. From 1919 to 1926, 31 of 40 mail pilots were killed in crashes. All through the 1920s, Doolittle, like Rickenbacker, and their hero, Billy Mitchell, championed air power, urged the U.S. military to build more and better planes, and warned that Germany and Japan were doing just that. Doolittle also was the first to fly a plane blind, by instrument only. Their early exploits made these three immortal. But as Groom explains, enormous achievements still lay ahead, after the men were no longer youngsters. Doolittle became a national hero again when in April 1942, just 4 months after Pearl Harbor, he led the raid over Japan. His B-25 bombers took off from the aircraft carrier Hornet deep in Japanese water. No one had thought it could be done, and the boost to American morale was incalculable. Even more valuable, the torrent of Japanese radio traffic helped American cryptographers break the Japanese naval code. Lindbergh, much sympathized with when his son was kidnapped, lost his luster when he became anti-interventionist and a Roosevelt hater, but then flew 50 missions in the Pacific and was a hero all over again. We also learned that Lindbergh, like the others, a mechanical genius, experimented with an early version of the heart pump. When Eddie Rickenbacker's B-17 went down in the Pacific with no food or water, he and his men survived for 24 days in tiny life rafts. After the war, Rickenbacker became the president of Eastern Airlines. At different points, all three men had received the Congressional Medal of Honor. As fantastic, as unbelievable as all this may seem, there is no call for skepticism. There were truly giants on the earth in those days.